Liz Cheney trolls Carrie Lake after several outlets call race for Democrat Katie Hobbs. By Nick Gilbertson on November 15, 2022. Representative Liz Cheney, RY, wasted no time trolling Republican Carrie Lake after her gubernatorial election loss to Democrat Katie Hobbs on Monday night. On October 28, Lake tweeted a letter thanking Cheney, the vice chair of the January 6 Select Committee, for a recent television ad urging Arizonans not to vote for her. In fact, my team tells me your commercial should add another 10 points to our lead, wrote Lake, who former President Donald Trump endorsed. I guess that's why they call the Cheney anti-endorsement the gift that keeps on giving. Numerous outlets called the race for Hobbs on Monday night after the last significant batch of votes from Maricopa County broke Lake's way, but not at the margin she needed to keep the race alive. Cheney took to Twitter to pour salt in Lake's wound, responding to her October tweet with, "You're welcome." The feud between the two began in September after Cheney pledged at the 2022 Texas Tribune Festival that she would do everything she could to stop Lake from winning the governorship. "I am going to do everything I can to make sure Carrie Lake is not elected," Cheney told Texas Tribune CEO Evan Smith after he asked if she would campaign for Hobbs. The next day, Lake appeared on Fox News Channel's Sunday Morning Futures and told host Maria Bartiromo that Cheney's pledge to stop her might be the biggest, best gift I've ever received. "I mean, the people of Wyoming can't stand her. I'm pretty much sure that the people of Arizona don't like Liz Cheney," she added. "You know, here's the deal, Maria, the Republican Party. The new Republican Party is the party of we the people. It is no longer the party of warmongers," Lake added. "So Liz Cheney should probably turn in her voter registration. It turns out she really is a Democrat after all." In August, Trump-backed candidate Harriet Hageman trounced Cheney in Wyoming's GOP primary by a vote margin of 113,079 to 49,339, to the jubilation of the MAGA movement. Cheney compared herself to the first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, in her concession speech following the blowout. "The great original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all," Cheney said.